We're ready to begin.
All right.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Jordan Howard, Vice Chair of the Home Inspector Advisory Licensing. It is now 10 a.m. on Thursday, June 27th, 2024, and I'm calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public, and we will take time at the end of the meeting for a brief public comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the board. And as a reminder, board members are not to engage in conversations during public comments. As a courtesy, I ask that all virtual participants keep themselves on mute to reduce any background noise. When a board member would like to comment on a topic, please raise your hand or raise hand feature in the Teams. Once I've called on you, unmute yourself, state your name before sharing your comments, and please remember to mute yourself again after you finish speaking. First, we're going to be doing a roll call, which Program Specialist Sandra Schaefer will now call roll, confirming board members in attendance. Once she's called your name, please respond by stating here or present.
Thank you. And I will start with you, Vice Chair Howard.
Present.
Board Member McFeely.
Present.
Board Member Thompson.
Present.
Board Member Tryon.
Present.
Board Member Barber.
I can see you, Board Member.
I can see you.
Here. Here.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Board Member Lotus?
Here.
Thank you. And Chair Ashlock has an excused absence today. Back to you.
Thank you. So prior to the meeting, the agenda was mailed out. So we're going to be looking over and reviewing the agenda. And once we approve, looking for a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting. Let's start that over. I'm going to request a motion to approve the agenda. We're going to be looking for a second, and then if there's any discussion, to be going that direction.
I so move.
I second that.
All those in favor of approving this agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Those aye. That oppose? And any abstentions? The agenda is therefore approved. And next we'll be going into approval of minutes from our March 14th meeting. This is page 7 through 11 in your packet. Please take a moment to review those meeting notes and minutes. And I call for a motion to approve the minutes from members of the board.
I motion to approve.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any of those opposed, say nay.
Board Member Barber has his hand raised.
Yes, Board Member Barber. He's muted.
I have one correction that it looks like it bled over for the next board meeting for July 27th instead of June 27th.
What page are we looking at for your correction?
Looks like page 10.
Thank you.
We'll make that correction.
We'll make that correction. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Board Member Barber.
We will need to redo that motion with the,
okay.
With the change.
So we are going to make a new motion with request to approve changes made to the minutes from previous meeting for the stated date change. So I'll need a motion and a second for that.
I motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Next, we're going to be going into section 5 of our package, which is awards and recognitions.
I can Thank you. So we would like to welcome two new board members. We're very excited. First, I would like to introduce board member Brad Barber. He's originally from Eastern Washington in the Spokane area and moved to the west side of the state in 2014 and operates out of Mount Vernon. Board Member Barber was an apprentice for 2 years and then started his own home inspection company in 2016. He is a husband, a father, a grandfather, and enjoys metalworking, forging, and sand casting as hobbies. So officially, I would like to welcome board member Brad Barber.
You're here.
I would also like to introduce board member Lisa Lotus, who is originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan. She has called Seattle area home since 1993. Board member Lotus' first career was in archives and records management. She carries those important skills of documenting, reporting, and education with her into the home inspector profession. When not on a roof or under a house, she enjoys spending time in her garden and her home, listening to audiobooks, watching movies, and being with friends and family. And at this time, I'd like to officially welcome them both to the board. And at first, I'd like to give Brad Barber an opportunity to say hello, followed by Lisa.
Hello, thanks for the warm welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I as well. Me as well. Thank you all very much for having me. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you both for your interest in serving the board. It's good having everybody.
That's you.
All right. Section six, we have old business to discuss, but we don't have any old business, according to notes. So we're going to be moving to some of our new business points. We're going to be looking at the composition subcommittees to determine whether membership is needed. And Ms. Schaefer will provide information regarding the composition of those subcommittees.
Yeah, thank you. And so just with the appointment of the new board members, it was decided that the board should revisit the composition of the subcommittees to allow board member Barber and board member Lotus the opportunity to participate if they want. The current subcommittees that the board has are the Changing Business Practices Subcommittee. This focuses on RCW and my... Oh, thank you. That's the committee reports. It's okay. It focuses on RCW and WAC review to ensure home inspector rules and statutes are up to date and accurately represent the industry. There's also the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee, also known as DEI. The current focus is to outreach to a wider workforce population to reduce barriers to licensure and to increase accessibility to education. There's sort of an overlap. We also have the Education Subcommittee, which works with DOL staff, including the Education Manager, to reduce barriers to licensure and ensure education requirements for home inspection industry are up to date. A couple of things to keep in mind, that board members may self-nominate for any of the subcommittees. There is no limit or nominate other board members. There is no limit to the length of time a person can participate on a subcommittee. There are no limits to the number of subcommittees a board member can be a part of. In order to ensure there is no quorum at subcommittee meetings, each subcommittee is limited to three board members or less. I'll turn it back over to you.
Three board members or less.
Board member Barber has his hand raised.
Board member Barber. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll lower that. I don't know how that happened.
No problem. So currently our subcommittees have space for how many on each one?
The DEI subcommittee is the only one that has less than three. There are currently two people on that.
Yes.
I'm curious about... someone could give an idea about the time commitment involved with the subcommittees.
Absolutely.
I can speak to that. So generally, the subcommittees meet once per month for about a half hour to an hour, depending on sort of the content of the agenda. Usually it's close to half hour. There is some additional work that's done behind the scenes to develop things like surveys, to do reviews of Washington Administrative Code, WAC, or RCW. It sort of just depends on how much time you're willing to commit to it and put into it. But I would say at most 2 hours per month, all said and done. Would you say that's about reasonable?
Okay. Yeah, about what you guys have found.
Yeah.
for each subcommittee.
Yeah.
And so with our DEI one, when we were working up the survey, there was a larger front load than, you know, processing all the data. So it was more so on that, but that's probably about the average.
And we've done a lot of the groundwork for that one. So I think at this point it's caught up to the others.
Yeah. So I would like to request any nominations for the education subcommittee. Does anybody have any interest in joining that? We have new members. Any nominations for or considerations for?
Education, yes. Or DEI?
This one says education subcommittee. Am I speaking out of?
No. So how that would work is if somebody did want to join the education subcommittee, the current members would have to sort of determine if somebody wanted to give up their seat, and so that's where board discussion would come in.
So we do have only one subcommittee right now, and that is DEI, that they can accept that has a vacancy.
Like an empty, yeah.
I'll nominate myself.
I will second the nomination for Lisa for DEI.
That for DEI?
Yeah, although I really want to work with education as well.
And who's the composition of, or never. Excuse me. So
the education is board member Thompson, board member Ashlock, and board member Tryon,
right,
currently. And we can visit that composition today.
Visit that composition today.
If anyone would like to step down. Or we can do it at the first board meeting of next year.
Maybe we could bring that up in the next one so we have some time. Since John's not here.
Yeah. So since the DEI one is the only one that's open for nomination, does anybody want to reconsider their the changing business practices position? That's myself, Warren, and John also, right?
Right.
And I want to stay on that, or I don't want to move the seat off of that.
And yeah. Again, we'll have to wait for John.
So we'll defer to a later time on those ones. But for the DEI one, we do have a nomination and a second. All those in favor in appointing Lisa to the third seat of the DEI?
Aye.
Yep. All those opposed and any abstentions? Perfect.
Excellent.
Welcome. It's going to be wonderful to have a full three. All right, next we're going to be moving into our report outs, subcommittee report out data. Each subcommittee will provide a report out on the progress they've made since the last board meeting. We're going to look at changing business practices for Mr. Tryon.
So in our subcommittee, we've been working on the WAC code and kind of the standards practice as far as kind of taking ambiguity out of it. So we've made some changes to some of the definitions for, experienced inspector or as opposed to deficiencies. We've made that into conditions. And those have been passed on to the advisory board, correct? And then we're also reviewing the RCW I don't know if this is still within the business, changing businesses, but as far as the term and duration of the board members, because there's always a vacancy the way it sits now. So we're trying to work up some language so that the board always has the appropriate amount of members so that we can have these meetings and make decisions appropriately.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but for our minutes, who motioned and who seconded for DEI? Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. That kind of wraps up the continuing business practice.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any questions on that? Next is going to be our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee. Board Member Healy.
Yeah, so we have been working in a couple different ways. We sent out several surveys, one to students and active licensees via listserv, and that was in late spring, March and April. Those results, as well as the second survey, which we send out to training schools and instructors, so those results are in the packets here. We also sent one out to students. We got no results on that. So that on how DEI is involved with what we can do better and how to move forward if from a general standpoint. We're looking at developing a pamphlet about becoming a home inspector so that we can put those in work source tables at community colleges and other job fair type opportunities moving forward. And then we've also started recently just reviewing the WAC to see if there's any a certain section to see if there's any ways we can reduce barriers to licensure. So, and we'll be working our way through that.
Yeah.
That we left retards in regards to ours. So I think that's all we have.
Wonderful. Thank you. Next, we'll be looking at our education subcommittee. Board Member Thompson will provide a summary of the progress since last meeting.
Okay. So the three of us, Board Member Ashlock, Tryon, and myself, we worked through the rubric. That's basically, if you look on page 26, you'll see all the different components of the hours breakdown for the education purpose of getting your licensure. We all went through that on our own and kind of came up with a list of numbers and how we thought we should adjust that based on feedback from survey. Also, as an instructor, I'm out there in the field talking to students, so I was kind of able to get my feedback from students as we went through this list. So if you look at that, you can see how we've made several adjustments to these hours to kind of take more focus into the actual like structures and components within the homes versus if you look down towards the bottom, you got analysis, reporting, and business operations. We kind of pulled hours away from there so we could get more information to the students in some of the areas. I always hear back from electrical, from heating and cooling as being some of the toughest sections that they have a hard time understanding. And so, okay, let's see if we can get some more education because, yeah, honestly, those are some tough stuff. There's a lot of information in there. So we did go ahead and put all that together. We do have a listing session scheduled for July 12th at 10 a.m. That'll be via Microsoft Teams to get input from the public or past students or anybody who's been through the course who maybe can say, oh, I didn't see the survey. I would like to have input. Here's where I think we should get some more information to us as students. We'll have that opportunity to hopefully we'll get I think that's going to go out. I don't know if the email's gone out already, but we'll get a bunch, some people in to hopefully get some opinions out on that. I'll be reaching out to people as well in my circle to hopefully get some connections there. So that'd be good. And then we also had our last education meeting. It was just Sandra and I were there, but she brought up a possibility of reaching out and working with New Market Skills Center. Mm-hmm. That's kind of an education type place, which could be a benefit because right now as a setup, it goes out to these schools nationwide. They get their 120 course hours, their 40 hours of field training. If we worked with the Marketing Skills Center, we might be able to develop a more well-rounded inspector because they're going to be able to learn business skills. And those things that I hear often from people who don't make it past that two-year mark because they don't know how to operate a business. They learn how to do inspecting, but they don't know how to operate that business. And that might be something that could work to build a more rounded type inspector. And then also would give the opportunity to reach a younger demographic. I know the home inspectors were all kind of moving up there in age, and the younger ones they eventually come to it through trades and kind of looking to find something else. And that's how I got here. I didn't want to be a broken down contractor, so I moved to home inspections. So this great opportunity. I've met a lot of young people who could do really great at this. They just need a little more time and direction. I think the skill center would help them wrap that up. So. Any discussion going back to the hours?
I had a quick question on that. This is 87 proposed hours. It's a 120-hour class. Where's those other 30-ish hours?
So down here, if you see the analysis and reporting.
Oh, those are that 87 is just for the area?
That's just for the building science.
That explains that. Thank you.
And we had a pretty – we couldn't change the hours. We couldn't add or subtract. We just had to move around. And so we all kind of came to the consensus that electrical, HVAC, plumbing were probably the most important to add additional hours to and supplement that with some of the other objectives that were maybe less meaningful for the inspector in the field.
Yeah, especially if you look at the categories pool and spa and lawn and irrigation systems, not even part of the standards of practice, but they had a lot of 3.5 hours for it.
Yeah,
it's good to touch on it. No, it's there.
Right.
A little too much time, I think, when we could be looking at more of the important things.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Next, we're going to be going into central investigations and Audits. DOL Central Investigation and Audits Unit Investigator Nathan Buck will provide a summary of the complaint case data. Mr. Buck.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nathan Buck. I'm the investigation supervisor for our home inspector programs. So I will quickly go over this section. So these numbers are as of May 30th of 2024. We currently have total complaints that we received was 11. Out of those, we currently have 14 in investigations. We have one in our legal section. We have 9 that we've closed since then, and a grand total of 24 with all those numbers put together. And then this next area will be the common complaints that we have received. I apologize for that. So with the common complaint type that we have received is the inspector has not conducted inspections of required areas. And that's what the initial complaint is when we get those coming in. Once we've conducted an investigation, what our common findings are will be failure to inspect and report on all requirements per the WAC, failure to have both the client and inspector sign the inspection agreement, and failure to provide the report to DOL during an investigation. For the other portion of this, for the common remedies, I will go ahead and pass that over to Jessica Koenig, who is the RCUF Legal Services Supervisor.
Hi, good morning, everyone. So the three most common remedies or sanctions as far as disciplinary action goes for your program would be revocation, fine, or a stayed suspension. And I also wanted to note, just for an overview, that in the last 10 years, we've only had 6 cases that resulted in disciplinary action. So if you have no questions or comments, I will introduce our next person that will be presenting to you,
yeah.
Tanya Hessler, who is the program manager for licensing.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and report out for Ms. Hessler. She was double booked today and wasn't able to make it to this meeting. So I'll just do a quick licensing count report. We have the licensee count broken out by age groups. And as you can see, the majority of the licensees are over 45. So hitting that younger demographic that we were talking about a little earlier is pretty important. We have a grand total of 1,148 active licensees. Next, we have our licensee counts by county. And as you can see, we have this organized by who has the most amount down to who has the least amount. And of course, King County has 256 licensees and all the way down to Ferry and Pacific, who have one licensee each. And next, we have the home inspector licensee count. Over the last 4 years, as you can see, we started out with around 1,300 in 2020. It rose up to about 1,400 in 2022, and now we're down to our current about 1,100 for 2024 to date. And then as you can see on the next one, we have new issues and renewals by month so far. And renewals are in blue, new issues are in red. So we continually have more renewals than we have new licensee applications. All right, are there any questions about the licensee counts? Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll move on to the pass-fail rates. This is something new that the education subcommittee had requested that we provide. This is just an overview of the percentage of test takers who pass it on the first time, opposed to a repeat test taker who passes it This first slide represents the full exam, both national and state. And as you can see, the average first time is around 50-ish percent. Now we'll move on to the state exam only. First time pass rate is around 77%. And then the repeat test taker passes at about a 60% pass rate. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions about our pass-fail rates.
They're pretty high.
They're not bad. Yeah, they're higher than we had expected.
Or is the passing or the failing?
Well, the passing.
On the first try?
On the first try, yes.
Is there a expectation or a target? Or is this just we want qualified and so we are going for that?
That's a really good question. This is just the raw data. We have not analyzed it at all. This is just the raw data that the Education Subcommittee has asked for. That's something that we would probably have to hire a psychometrician for to figure out, you know, what is the sweet spot of the first-time pass rate, but how does that equal into an effective home inspector?
And yeah, because their state rates really, I mean, pretty much higher than the national. So
right,
what we can control looks like we're doing well.
Exactly.
And this is for last year, correct?
Correct. The 2023. And this is something that we can provide annually at the last meeting of every year so that we can have at least have a record moving forward. So at the last meeting of this year, 2024, we can present the 2024 statistics.
Yeah, thank you.
I can't remember if you pass the state, you don't have to take that portion again or do you have to take the whole thing again? It's been so long. You remember?
I know. It's so if you pass the state, fail the national, you have to retake national, states, you're good there.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Vice versa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that concludes the licensee count.
Thank you very much. Next, still a report out from Ms. Bauer. We're going to be looking at, Ms. Bauer is going to be providing a review of the Washington State housing market report for the first quarter of 2024.
Yes, so we're pretty excited. The Washington Center for Real Estate Research conducts a very in-depth real estate market report every quarter. And this is just the wave tops of what is in this report. The full report has been included in your packet if you want to read through it and get all of those data points. So first up, we have there's been a 21.5% year-over-year decline in SAAR sales. There has been a 9.3% year-over-year increase in the median selling price. So all this tells the story. The statewide all-buyer housing affordability index for Washington State right now is 63.1. And for the number of homes available for sale at the end of the quarter was 9,357 homes for sale. This is single-family homes. And as far as a month supply of housing, we had 1.8 last quarter month supply. I know that is a pretty low, which is probably driving that median sale price up. And that concludes the wave tops of that Washington Center Real Estate Research Housing Report. We have included the website link if you want to look at any of the other reports that they produce. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good data to look at.
Yeah, this is something that we will be including from now on every quarter, their most up-to-date report that they've published.
All right. Thank you very much. Next, we'll be moving to review of our master action item list. Ms. Schaefer, we have any to review for our current list?
Yeah, so we had the recruitment to fill the two vacant seats that has been completed, so it will be removed from the list. We have an item that is considered ongoing, and it's staff to invite guest speakers from various locations. I was, Sandy and I were going to ask if we can remove that from this list and instead move it into the agenda as an ongoing agenda item, since it's not exactly an action item. It's sort of that gray area.
I motion to approve that.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor of removing from the action item to our more agenda based thing, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And all those opposed?
Abstentions?
Motion carries.
Perfect. Thank you. Great.
And then with that, I believe we're moving to our public comment period. I'll now open the floor for the public to address the board and share their thoughts, concerns, and requests. Written comments may be submitted at least 2 days prior to the meeting by emailing dolboards@dol.wa.gov. Members of the public, while you're addressing the board, please remember each member of the public is limited to 1 3-minute comment period. Comments submitted in writing count as your 3 minutes. Comments must be on matters within the board's jurisdiction, and board members are limited to directing staff to study the matter further or requesting the matter be scheduled for later discussion. Ms. Bauer, were any comments submitted in writing?
Yes, we have one public comment submitted in writing from Irene Longacre. They write, "Hello, I was wondering if steps are in process when recertifying for license that proof of CEUs is uploaded, also to DOL to recertify home inspector's license. Uploading proof of CEUs is mandatory in many professional organizations to ensure that high standards and professional growth takes place in the specific industry. I believe in accountability, safety, and ensuring our Washington community's quality home inspectors as a profession. Thank you in advance, Irene Longacre."
Thank you, Irene. Wonderful comments.
That's the only public comment.
That's our only public comment. Okay. Did we address that? We can answer that? No.
We cannot.
Sounds good. Was there anybody in the waiting rooms or locally that wanted to do any comment period? I'll open the floor.
There is a portion later where if somebody wanted to put that on a future agenda, that would be when it would be appropriate to address public comments.
Understood. Thank you. Okay, well, without seeing any other public comments or hands raised, the floor is now closed for public comments. That brings us to our conclusion. Do any board members or staff have any announcements that they would like to share? Requests for future agenda items. Do any board members have agenda items that they would like to discuss during future meetings?
This is where it would be appropriate to do some sort of action on that public comment, like assign it to the staff for future.
Okay, I'm trying.
Item or research.
Well, I know the process of the recertification for inspectors, and I understand. I don't know that address.
Take it up for consideration to have as a conversation.
If that's the direction it needs to go, yeah.
Review of the recertification. That what we're looking at?
The question was, is
you could also assign it required. To the education subcommittee to look at.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and do that.
Let's do that. So, in regards to Irene Longacre's comments, I would request that the which one?
Education.
Take up that comment. We review and address.
And at the next meeting.
At the next meeting. And then that brings us to review of action items.
And I did not capture any new action items from this meeting. I will make sure that the public comments are included in the next education subcommittee agenda. Am I missing anything? Was there any action items?
I was thinking about something, discussion we had before the meeting started about the real estate industry. Something that kind of popped in my head, I don't know if that's something as a board we may want to discuss in the future, is you guys have probably seen it. The real estate agents are using their contingency inspection period as a negotiation. Mm-hmm. And so they're shortening those windows on us to, back during COVID, one day, when I believe it's 10 is the actual one. And I don't know, I take exception with them kind of messing with our time frame to help out buyers.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a discussion that we have or
maybe
work directly with real estate board to kind of come up with something. I don't know. It's just something that I have seen over the past few years. It's caused some issues.
Personally, I think that is out of the purview of the board.
Yeah.
You don't have any statutory jurisdiction
over.
It's an annoyance. I get it. I think that maybe the way is through some of your associations to
educate.
Look at education. And how to work with the industries.
Very good.
Okay, well, then I'm going to call for adjournment. No motion needed.
I miss.
Oh, thank you. Calling for adjournment at 10:37. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you. And our next board meeting will be Thursday, September 19th, 2024, and it will be virtual. Thank you very much, everyone.